I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, March 31st. The new Quincy Animal Shelter on Quarry Street becomes active today. President Sandra Sine says the shelter is relocating from their temporary home on East Quantum Street to the new Quincy Animal Care Center across from the dog park off of Quarry Street. The new $28 million center will also be home to the Quincy Animal Control Office and Quincy Police Canine Unit. The new facility will offer expanded adoption hours, a public meeting space, a dedicated veterinarian treatment area, and a dedicated area for cats. Sine says the shelter will likely have a soft grand opening in April, and then a more formal opening later this year. Beginning today, National Grid will begin rebuilding Newport Avenue after recently completing the North Quincy Cable Replacement Project. Starting at Furnacebrook Parkway and heading north, the roadway will be repaved and sidewalks will be rebuilt. Phase 1 will rebuild Newport Avenue up to Cedar Street. And at the same time, National Grid is also rebuilding Furnacebrook Parkway between Armory Street and Newport Avenue. That work's taking place weekdays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. through May 25th. Eventually, all of Newport Avenue and a portion of Furnacebrook Parkway and Southern Artery will be rebuilt by National Grid after they spent the past 3 years replacing a major underground power cable that runs under those roadways from North Quincy to the Field Street substation. A historic house in West Quincy made of Quincy granite may be spared from the wrecking ball. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says he is working with the owner of 92 Willard Street to save the house and move it to the Quincy Quarry and Granite Workers Museum location off Rashudi Drive. Greg McDonald, who owns the Common Market restaurant across the street, wants to remove the house and put up a 58-unit apartment complex. Residents at a recent public hearing were upset about losing a piece of Quincy granite history. The home was built of full-sized Quincy granite blocks in the 1830s. It is on the National Register of Historic Places. Mayor Thomas Koch says that McDonald has agreed to give the house to the city, and he may tap community preservation funds to move it to the museum site and then rehab it for museum exhibits. Quincy-based Montelio's Bakery is celebrating 76 years in business and was recently inducted into the Quincy Chamber of Commerce Business Hall of Fame at their annual business showcase and expo held at Granite Links in Quincy. George Montelio said his father started the business in the basement of his father's pizza shop in Quincy Center. Montelio said his twin daughters, sister, and wife now handle day-to-day operations, along with a dedicated group of employees. Montelio's now has 6 locations in Quincy, Braintree, Weymouth, Hanover, Avon, and Brockton, and has expanded to include a deli and pizza. Former Quincy High School head football coach Bob Noble is coming back. Noble's joining the Quincy High School coaching staff for the 2025 season. The Quincy High School football boosters says that Noble began his coaching career as head coach in the Quincy youth football program in 1977, began his Quincy High School coaching career in 1986, and took over as head coach of the Presidents in 1999 until he stepped down in 2007. Noble was named Old Colony League Coach of the Year in 2003, the Atlantic Coast League Coach of the Year in 2003, and the Boston Globe Division III Coach of the Year in 2003. Quincy was the ACL champion that year. Noble holds the record for consecutive coaching wins in the Quincy-North Quincy Thanksgiving rivalry with 9 victories. He was inducted into the Quincy-North Quincy Hall of Fame in 2010. Noble has also served as a coach in Marshfield and Hingham Public Schools high school football programs. Well, ahead of jury selection tomorrow for Karen Reed's retrial, supporters of hers are gathering and hosting standouts across the country to bring attention to her case. 45-year-old Reed of Mansfield is accused of hitting John O'Keefe, her Boston police officer boyfriend, with her Lexus SUV in Canton in January of 2022 and leaving them to die after a night of drinking. The defense has sought to portray Reed as the victim, saying O'Keefe was actually killed inside the Albert family home, then dragged outside and left for dead. She's pleaded not guilty to charges of second-degree murder, manslaughter while operating under the influence, and leaving the scene of a crash resulting in death. Last week, Judge Beverly Cannone ordered that the 200-foot buffer zone remain in effect for Reed's second trial and be extended to include the area bounded by Bates Court, Bullard Street, Ames Street, and Court Street in Dedham Square. Cannone said the demonstrators will also be prohibited from using audio-enhancing devices while protesting. Reed's first trial ended with a hung jury in July of last year. Jury selection in Reed's second trial is slated to begin tomorrow. 218 potential jurors are being called in. Officials say that a man tracking deer runs in a wooded Plymouth area found a human skull earlier this month. According to a police report, on March 6th, a hunter looking for deer antlers in the woods along Route 3 located what he thought was animal bones. Upon further inspection, he determined that the bone was too round to be any known animal skull and thought it might be human. The man went to the Plymouth Police Department to report his finding. Officers immediately responded to the area and determined the bone was, in fact, a human skull with its lower front sections, such as the nasal and jaw, missing. Last Thursday, a large law enforcement presence was searching along Route 3 in connection with the investigation. The identity of the human remains unknown at this time. No further information is immediately available. Well, Edaville is auctioning off its rides as King Richard's Fair announces that it is moving to the location of that family theme park and railroad in Carver. A press release says the park is preparing for a new, exciting era in late 2025, but there are few details. A post on Edaville's Facebook page said Edaville Family Theme Park has been sold and new operators have taken over. It also said more information about the upcoming season would be announced when available. King Richard's Fair says in a statement that it is moving this year to Edaville from its current location in Carver, just minutes down the road. The Renaissance Festival will open on August 30th and run for 8 consecutive weekends through October 19th. The auction is happening in Carver on April 30th. The auctioneer says all rides must be removed by May 15th. Among the amusement park rides and other items being auctioned include kiddie coasters, a Ferris wheel, a sky tower, a shooting gallery, animated dinosaur figures, and train cars. The future of Edaville has been in question for several years, especially after the pandemic hurt business, and a Thomas Land attraction featuring Thomas the Tank Engine didn't work out. In 2022, when the railroad and park turned 75, new owners took over and said that they were committed to the long-term success of Edaville as a traditional family park centered on its historic steam locomotives and family-oriented activities. But the very next year, the owner said it wanted to make Edaville a Christmas-only destination and add hundreds of housing units to the property. There was also news this month about some other New England amusement parks: New Hampshire's Storyland, Water Country, and the Living Shores Aquarium are being sold to the theme park company that operates Dollywood. Walgreens has agreed to pay more than a $2.8 million fine to resolve allegations that it violated federal law by submitting inflated prices for certain generic medications to the Massachusetts and Georgia Medicaid programs. The Massachusetts Medicaid program, MassHealth, and the Georgia program are jointly funded and administered federal and state programs that cover medical costs, including medication for persons with limited income. The MassHealth and the Georgia program reimburse Walgreens pharmacies for dispensing generic medications to beneficiaries using the lowest of four reporting price points. one of the four price points is each pharmacy's usual and customary price, which is generally the amount of money the pharmacy is willing to accept for a medication on that date. The United States, Massachusetts, and Georgia allege that between 2008 and 2023, Walgreens submitted a higher usual and customary price to the MassHealth and Georgia programs for certain generic medications. By failing to report the correct price, Walgreens allegedly caused MassHealth and Georgia Medicaid to pay more for the generic medications than they should have. Fontbonne, the Early College of Boston, a leading Catholic school for young women serving grades 7 through 12 in Milton, celebrated its 70th anniversary with a gala this past Saturday night. This year, the school honored three distinguished alumni for their accomplishments. The graduates recognized were Jean Hines, a 1987 graduate, who went on to become the first female to be named CEO of Boston-based asset management firm Wellington Management. Melissa Nelson, a 2006 graduate, became the first black woman to be named the director of the nurse midwifery division at Mass General Hospital. A 2007 graduate, Arielle Gaines, an educator at Match Community Day Charter School in Hyde Park. She was recognized as Teacher of the Year. The anniversary gala also featured a student speaker who highlighted the character and leadership skills students cultivate through their education at Fontbonne. It is officially springtime, which means Boston's duck boats have defrosted and are ready to waddle and wade through the city. The tours began this past Friday and now run 7 days a week through November. The iconic boats take visitors and residents alike through Boston's streets, showing off locations like Newbury Street, the Boston Public Library, before diving into the Charles River. The boats are stationed at three locations across the city, the Prudential Center, the New England Aquarium, and the Museum of Science. Company says it shows the city to more than 520,000 people each season. There are 28 boats, each with its own Boston theme and name, such as Haymarket Hannah, Fenway Fanny, and Prudence Center. The tour narration is available in 10 different languages. You can buy tickets online or in person at the three locations. Tickets for children ages 3 to 11 are $39.99. Tickets for an adult, $54.99. Company also offers discounted tickets for active military members and seniors. Check of business news this morning, and stocks open the day in negative territory. The Dow down 715 points. The NASDAQ sank 481, and the S&P dropped 112. Asian shares also tumbled today. The dollar fell. The euro rose. Oil is at $69 a barrel. In sports, the Texas Rangers beat the Red Sox 3-2. Sox are in Baltimore today at 2:35. The Celtics will be in Memphis tonight at 7:30. The Bruins take on the Capitals in Boston tomorrow night at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, morning fog and clouds, but a mild day with a high 69. For tonight, rain could be heavy at times and a low of 44. Rain comes to an end tomorrow morning, turning partly cloudy, the high of 52. Wednesday, mainly cloudy, high 45, and then some light rain Thursday. Mild again, high Thursday, 67. The marine forecast calls for 2-foot waves, winds south 10 to 15, gusting to 30 at a high tide at 1:39 p.m. Sunrise 6:27, sets at 7:09. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Monday, March 31st.